You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on three movies that are now streaming on various services. Our first movie is a made-for-HBO movie called Coastal Elites, which does a lousy job at satirizing the social distancing world during the Trump era and COVID-19 pandemic. It's an anthology film with five segments featuring Bette Midler as a New Yorker during a police interrogation, Dan Levy as an actor hoping to portray the first openly gay superhero, Issa Rae as a wealthy daughter who had to deal with Ivanka Trump, Sarah Paulson as a stressed-out meditation teacher, and Caitlin Dever as a nurse dealing with dying patients during the outbreak. I like the performances from Levy, Rae, and Dever, while Midler and Paulson both seem to be going through the motions. If Coastal Elites, directed by the usually versatile Jay Roach, was a satire on social distancing, then the cinematography should have made it look like it was, and it should have had other characters instead of having these actors looking like they're recording cameo messages to fans. There are so many good ideas, but this movie fails to deliver 2 stars. Our next movie is much better, and it's on Netflix. It's the new crime drama, The Devil All the Time, based on Donald Ray Pollock's novel about characters who are either good, wolves in sheep's clothing, or ones who have to experience the evils of one's actions. Set in southern Ohio during the 1950s and 60s, it has Tom Holland as a young man who loses both his parents, Bill Skarsgård as his suicidal Marine father, Eliza Scanlon from Little Women as his stepsister, Jason Clarke and Riley Keough as a twisted couple, Sebastian Stan as a corrupt sheriff, and Robert Pattinson as an arrogant new preacher. There are some violent images that go too far, but still The Devil All the Time is chock full of dangerous performances, sinister intentions, guilts, faults, and directions in life. There are characters from different walks of life who express themselves through words and violence. The performances are electrifying and daring as they ease into their characters, and the movie takes its delicate time in explaining to those who never read the book their intentions and ambitions. 3.5 stars. And our last movie is Antebellum, which skipped the theatrical release and went on various streaming services like Amazon Prime and Apple TV. It's a psychological thriller that stars Janelle Monáe as a successful author who finds herself trapped in the past when the Confederate Army took control of the African slaves. The first 40 minutes are well acted, almost in the vein of 12 Years a Slave, but becomes somewhat weak in the middle when it plays like The Shining with the past coming in the present and ends like Get Out when she ends up in the plantation and kills the evil white people to make her escape. The performance from Monáe is intense and passionate in the way her character deals with the convictions of reality, but not even her acting could tame the script, which could have gone in a different direction. It was hard to comprehend the premise, and it just jumps to conclusions. I commend the movie for the leading lady and the fight against racism, but I decided against it for not living up to its potential. 2 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.